Well, I want to ask you one last thing, and actually this is a non-chess question. I know that you're a big Knicks fan, and you know I'm a big Bulls fan, and right now Chicago is top seed and New York is eighth seed, so if playoffs started today, the two teams would meet. But what do you think about the Knicks, Linsanity, and all the things that that are happening in New York right now as far as Knicks basketball?
It's the greatest show on earth, baby. The drama that is New York. It's classic. It's what it's all about. It's the underdog coming out of nowhere. The superstar and the drama, whether or not he's willing to share the ball in Carmelo. It's Novak. Dropping threes from all angles. It's J.R. Reed coming out of China and lighting up the garden with the tattoos and the bad boy look. It's Amari Stoudemire with his bad back and all, still putting up points. And Tyson Chandler, who knows how to win a championship, showing up and anchoring our defense. And, you know, sadly, Mike D'Antoni left, resigned. You know, frankly, I actually didn't mind this at all. I like having some defense. I like Mike Woodson putting some toughness in these boys. And the Knicks are probably not going to win it all this year. You know, I say probably, and a lot of people probably laughing at me, like yeah, definitely not going to win. But hey, I'm a Knicks fan through and through, and I love our team right now. I love what they're trying to do. I love their unity. And I think in the next couple of years, the Knicks are going to make some noise deep in the playoffs. Deep. Now, you know, I know your Chicago team number one right now, in record only, by the way. Because frankly, you're going to have to go through that team down south in Miami. They're the real squad.
Oh, we can get them.
I think that's talk, because in a 7-game series, I don't see you guys beating them 4 times, but we'll see. But Eastern Conference basketball is relevant. It's real. Remember the days when Eastern Conference basketball was nothing? They were laughing at the East.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you can have a number 8 team like New York getting its act together, and people don't want to play them. You know, like they're going to be easy. That's not going to be an easy out. If we play Chicago, don't think you're sweeping us. There's going to be noise in the garden, boy.
Yeah, probably 5 games.
What? Oh, my. No. We will be, by the way, I will let you know from straight up, and this is going to be something that you might laugh at, but Woodson will be thinking about winning the series. It will not be, oh, let's keep it interesting and maybe, you know, lose in 5. We will be thinking about winning the series. And your boy Derrick Rose, you know, he's starting to look a little fragile lately.
Yeah, you're right.
Great part of that mix in the playoffs. I mean, he's awesome, awesome, awesome. And I don't mind if he takes a long time to heal, especially when we had to play him.
Yeah, in fact, we play you all twice. Was that next week? In the next 10 days, I think we play the Knicks twice.
You know, we're starting to get our groove. We won 5 out of 6. We won 5 straight, so 6 out of 7.
Mm-hmm.
We will keep it interesting, trust me. My thing with Linsanity, Jeremy Lin is still a rookie as far as I'm concerned. He can only get better, and we're going to see what he looks like in a couple of years' time. But with the squad we have, we're loaded. We are front-loaded and back-loaded with talent. Our bench might be as good as our starting 5. In terms of cohesion, which is scary, our bench blows out people. You put the bench on the court, and all of a sudden they're acting up. Baron Davis and Smith, like I mentioned, Jared Jeffries when he gets healthy.
Shumpert. Homeboy.
Defensive rookie of the year. I mean, we got a squad, so don't get me started on the Knicks. That's a whole...
Yeah. Well, I know, there was a poll on, I think it was ESPN. No, actually, it was WGN, and it polled the Chicago Bulls fans, which team would you less likely to face?
Right, and they said Boston.
Boston, the Knicks, and Milwaukee. Now, my choice was New York, Because I think the Bulls would have more problems with New York than Boston. But I guess people are just looking at the big three plus Rondo and saying, okay, that's going to be the toughest out. But I don't agree with that. I think New York will be the toughest series for us. So we'll see. I mean, it's going to be very interesting next 10 days and the playoffs. I think the Knicks may even move up a notch. So,
You know, it's only a few games left in the season. I mean, okay, it's like 15 or 16 games left in the season. It's a weird season. I don't know that we'll move up unless we just catch a fire in the next several days. And we have some tough teams to play. Like you said, a couple of times against Chicago, we got Miami. Milwaukee, who we had better beat down on Monday. But it really, you know, it doesn't matter if we move up one spot, because if we got to face the Heat, that's not gonna be funny. we got to move up enough that we're facing the number three squad. So it doesn't matter. The bottom line is you're gonna have to play everybody anyway, and we'll see what happens. And this may not be the Knicks' year, but you can be sure that the Knicks are on their way. We're coming, and we're going to be sitting in playoff runs for a while to come with the squad we got and the coach we have. The Knicks are definitely a future power in the East. And by the way, Boston fans, I'm sorry,
they're gone.
Boston's trying to blow up that team.
Yeah.
After this year, you will be blowing up that team and maybe in rebuilding process for a few years.
Well, you've spoken like a true Knicks fan.
That's right, baby. That's right.
So we'll see. We'll see in another month or so how this whole thing plays out.